This goes to Crystal, C-R-Y-S-T-A-L, Morrissey, M-O-R-R-I-S-S-E-Y-P-A-C, fax 989-875-5023, regarding Charles Schmaltz, S-M, like Mary, A-L-T-Z, date of birth 12/3/1939. Dear Crystal, this is a face-to-face follow-up visit from Mr. Schmaltz with stage 3B chronic kidney disease, hypertension, diabetic nephropathy, and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. His last visit was November 13th of 2023. He has gained 6 pounds over the last 6 months. He did have 2 myocardial infarctions in December of last year, and then he required a stent placement. He actually went home and developed chest pain again and went back to Midland for further evaluation, but did not require any more stents at that point. And since then, he's been anticoagulated with Eliquis, 5 milligram twice a day. And he's also on Bisoprolol, 10 milligram daily for rate control. Losartan is 25 milligram a day. Amlodipine is 2.5 milligram daily, and other medications are unchanged. He denies chest pain or palpitations currently, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, and no edema. Physical exam, weight 224 pounds, pulse is 62, and blood pressure, right arm sitting, large adult cuff is 120 over 70. Neck is supple, no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no peripheral edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done May 8th. Of 2024, creatinine is stable at 1.58 with estimated GFR of 43, albumin 4.3, calcium 9.1, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.4, hemoglobin is 11.5, normal white count, platelets 147,000. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with stable creatinine levels, especially having a cardiac catheterization and stent placement in December of 2023. The levels are stable. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, diabetic nephropathy. The patient is trying to control blood sugars better. 4, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated with Eliquis. And the patient will continue to have lab studies done every 3 months, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.